out a bit.
Yeah, it was that in-between era, in between 16 and 32-bit, because 32-bit computing, you could really almost do whatever. The Dreamcast was 32-bit. Yeah, super cool
you
stuff.
You really get diminishing returns the more bits you add.
That's why I started this show, to... we've gone all the way down to 1-bit with Beach Beach. Beach Beach is really cool.
Well, something that we play on, that you play on the show quite often, is some really retro electronic music, which is always good.
Yeah, going back to the 1920s even.
100 years of chiptune.
Yeah. There's a really good website. There's a really good website called 120years.net, and it's all about the history of electronic music. And I've used that as a resource.
Well, electronic music has existed almost as long as there's been electricity.
Let's see.
Which is great. So you've got vast history.
Beach Beach, and it was... Let's see if I can find it. Hold up.
Beach Beach.
It was intentionally
difficult.
Trippy H Bandcamp.
Triple O's.
There we go. Beach Beach 2. Loser Crew recordings. Yeah, we can play a little bit of that.
Triple O's makes it good. Oh, is that Nicolas Cage?
It is Nicolas Cage in Game Boy camera format. Super cool stuff. I think it's time we, as much as I enjoy the stuff, I think we should listen to a little bit of Duke Nukem. That sounds good to me. Yeah, Duke Nukem 2, the theme of Duke Nukem. Oh, yeah.
There's your...
I would also say Mom Coover and I played a lot of Biomenace, which was another 3D Realms or Apogee Software kind of early 90s DOS game. And this is super Sound Blaster kind of vibes.
Love that sound. That FM synthesis they had. Yamaha music computer upstairs, which is really cool. It was the... let's grab it. Good thing I took a picture of it. Yeah, get over here. I have not bothered to look it up yet. It was the CX7M/128 music computer from Yamaha. And then they had the CX5M music computer, also from Yamaha.
Amazing.
Excellent product. You would use that to program your memory cards for the DX, since like the DX7, DX100, or the DX21. Their numbers don't go in order.
Now, when I was back in my orchestral days, there was a piece that we played called Audiodrome. Dead City Radio for Orchestra, Audiodrome for Orchestra, Fausto Romitelli, early 2000s Italian composer, and it called for a grand piano, which I played, but there was also a keyboard part, and that was on a Yamaha DX7, so we got to use a DX7 in an orchestral context, which was freaking cool.
Remember at Craigslist you can find those, like 15 years ago, you could find them on for like $200, $150. Now I don't see them less than $600.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, snakes. Good. Yeah. Just get an emulator. It's free.
Oh, we got to listen to the track Kick Butt. Experiencing interruptions? Find out why.
No.
It's CJSF.ca. Yeah. Oh, that Sound Blaster format is so good.
What kind of chip was that?
Well, the Sound Blaster was audio hardware, and it was a sound card.
Yeah.
So, Sound Blaster card. Sound Blaster, sound cards and audio, external sound cards, and Creative Technologies, consumer audio, and the Creative Music System. Philips integrated circuits, 12 channels of square wave B in a box stereo sound.
They don't just make screwdrivers. They make electronic music.
Yeah, the game.
I think it's a different Philips.
The Game Blaster. Yeah.
Light bulbs.
First generation was FM synthesis using a Yamaha chip, the YM3812.
What else was in?
The Adlib sound card.
Is that the same one that uses the FB01? That's the one I have.
This was the OPL2. Yeah, very, very cool.
Oh, it sounds good.
It does, doesn't it? It just has a unique sound. Yeah, I want to play a little bit of PC-98 after this, too. I mean, you could do it if I did nothing but just chips, it still would be, I'd be able to do this program. But I do want to showcase that it's not just beep boop beep boop. However, that constitutes a significant portion of the program. By the way, it's 9 o'clock. It's time to do the news. So with Duke Nukem and soon-to-be PC98 music behind us, let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are coming up around the greater Vancouver Regional District.
Well, we already missed the event of the year, didn't we?
Well, that just happened, so you have to join us in 2026 for the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. However, coming up, we do have some fun stuff. In Portland, Oregon, in the United States, we've got Mag West Minifest, and that's going to be fantastic. Enjoy a curated lineup of incredible Pacific Northwest video game artists and other creative highlights in a more intimate setting for a single day only, and that's going to be at Level Beer, 5211 Northeast 148th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, MagWest MiniFest.
Is Glitch Kibitz going to be there?
I'm not sure if they're playing there. I think they're playing in Seattle, and I have heard tale that there's going to be some Seattle events coming up soon. I can't say too much about it right now, but you know, keep your ears peeled, as they say. Devours is going to be playing at Shamefest 2, the second day, on August 2nd, and that's going to be at Fortune on 147 Ooh. East Pender in Vancouver, BC, and that's from 6:30 to 9:45. All right, Duke Nukem, go this way, and we're going to play a little bit of this 1995 PC98 music. Oh, yeah.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, it just has an awesome sound. You could listen to this forever. Yeah, Shamefest. Wondermint is also coming up.
Ooh.
That's over in Chiptoria, aka Victoria, BC.
The Chiptal Regional District.
That's right. it's Seattle, Vancouver, Chiptoria, Los Angeles. Yeah, San Jose and San Francisco. Wondermint is a multi-day electronic and ambient and experimental fest that happens in Victoria, BC. Also, a little bit later in August, we've got the Mutech Festival in Montreal from the 19th to the 24th, and tickets are going fast for that. And that's going to be all around Montreal, so that'll be fantastic. Super cool stuff. Go to, I believe it is, montreal.mutech.org. Bit Brigade.
Bit Brigade.
Yeah, say that 10 times fast.
Bit Brigade.
Bit Brigade performs rock covers of full SNES and NES game soundtracks in sync with the gamer as they speedrun the game live on stage. So Bit Brigade is going to be performing Mega Man X, and that's going to be at Wild Buffalo House of Music, but they're also playing here. I think that's going to be, it's probably in Buffalo, New York, or something like that. Yeah, Bellingham, Washington.
Oh,
but they're also convenient. They're also playing here in Vancouver, but I'm just trying to remember what day. Let's see, events.
In the Greater Vancouver Regional District.
Let's see, that's in Midtown. And Take It, Valley Bar, Brick Bug Brick, The Echo, Harlow's. I could have sworn that they were going to be playing here as well, too. I will go to their website, bitbrigade.com. Bitbrigade.net, sure, whatever. Tour. Too bad you can't hear me typing. You just have to hear me clicking. LA, San Francisco, Sacramento, Eugene, Portland. But here we go, the Pearl. Yeah, they are playing at the Pearl.
Oh, yeah, excellent. That's on Granville Street.
Thursday, August 28th, Bit Brigade will be performing Mega Man X with live gameplay. That's going to be sick.
Have you got the clicking sounds turned on your phone?
Yeah.
You can turn them on. It's really annoying.
I'm not going to do that.
Please don't do it.
No, my phone remains on silent.
If any of our listeners have the clicking turned on their phone, you can turn it off.
And then kind of looking ahead, we have two other events to just keep your eyes and ears out for. Thievery Corporation is playing at the Malkin Bowl on September 15th here in Vancouver.
Oh, that's nice.
And then in Germany, Orbit 2025 Chiptune 8-Bit and Bitpop Festival. That's going to be October 4th.
Ooh, Bitpop.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. And Let's see if they have some lists of artists. I don't think they have any artists announced at the moment. Let me just go to the website. Oh, it's all in German.
Wunderbar.
Great. Yeah, so check it out. You know, we got some stuff coming up, as we always do. 9 o'clock. It's the news. Such is life.
Oh, I'm so glad the news only lasts 5 minutes here.
Yes. Yeah. Not like CBC where it's a whole hour.
Well, no, they do 24-hour news, too.
Gross.
It's too much news.
Yeah, there's way too much news.
Just don't do anything, please.
Let's play a little bit more Schnoodlebug, and then we're going to get back into it. So back here's one for your ears. This is Arena from the Arena EP 2021. Now for your listening pleasure, a brand new Groz song. This is Parallax Bodies, brand new, literally dropped today. Shout out Groz, shout out everybody in Seattle at Pacific Noise Works. Enjoy.
Don't need nobody.
playing fair if I let him win the race on purpose.
That's some good stuff.
Oh, Graz is so good. We love Graz. Graz is amazing.
Shout out to Graz.
We love him.
This is nice.
Oh, yeah. Riding Day. It's very good. Ropan Aganti, Return to the Wild, music from Breath of the Wild. And then we'll play a couple other tracks. But we're just talking about synths, the Analog Ordnance Hybrid Noise Synthesizer.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff.
Tell us about that synthesizer.
Oh, yeah. I just had it calibrated. I just found out I could do that, and I adjusted it, and it sounds way better. So what it is, it's just a noise synth. It's got three oscillators, PLL, that's a phase lock loop, and what that does, it tries to track the pitch of the oscillators, but it doesn't do it, so it just makes chaotic noise. It's got a filter and an echo on it. Really nice. Really good at making walls of noise and textures. Really nice. Sounds horrible in a good way. It was finally calibrated. It sounds a lot better than what it did. I gotta play it some more. Great stuff. I liked on the Schnoodlebook bug track. He's got that's the Monotribe.
Oh, I'm quite certain it is.
Yeah, Korg Monotribe. That's my dream synthesizer. I bought it on Marketplace 2 years ago now for a pretty good deal, actually. And that's got a built-in drum machine, an analog synth. It's like the same MS-20 oscillator and filter. So it sounds really good, really gnarly.
Totally.
Terrible keyboard, but great instrument. Oh, I should buy a second one.
Yeah, I haven't. What have I been doing? I've been doing a little bit of work with Pure Data.
You have?
I like Pure Data a lot.
Pure Data is great.
Yeah, it's for those of us who don't want to buy Max MSP.
Don't buy Max MSP. Pure Data is the same thing.
Yeah, Miller Puckett is. Miller Puckett's where it's at.
I say that as someone who's never tried MX.
Max MSP is very nice. Pure Data is if you want to get your hands dirty. Max MSP is if you want things to work.
Yeah. It's appealing. It feels so luxurious to spend money on things.
Yeah.
If you like spending money, go buy it.
Definitely.
Power to you. Or you can do it for free.
We're listening to a little bit more of Ro Panaganti from the album Sitarcraft, which is wonderful. Zelda's Lullaby from Ocarina of Time. We got a couple of tracks queued up. We got one from Chrono Trigger, and then there was one over here. It was Yoshi's Story. We gotta play Yoshi's Story.
Yoshi, too. I can't do it.
Yoshi.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, man. Paling pa. Yeah, that thing.
There you go. I can do Yoshi. I can do Gollum as well too.
Gollum.
I just watched the Lord of the Rings.
Nice. Yeah. You ever played the Lord of the Rings games?
No. Are they good?
Some of them are okay.
I hear the new Gollum game was really bad.
Shadows of Mordor for the Amstrad.
What year is this?
1987.
Ooh, excellent. Very good year for video games.
The Fellowship of the Ring in 2002 was not bad. And the Lord of the Rings Online was fun. And then... there was another one. Lego Lord of the Rings. Lego Lord of the Rings is great.
Everything's better when you turn into Lego.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched the Lord of the Rings last week or so. Pretty good. I want to watch the Soviet Lord of the Rings. they were the only ones to include Tom Bombadil.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think it means Tom Bombadil, but it's a nice thing.
You ever seen that...
The anime?
No, it's like the Italian thing that was like Fantasia... Allegro non troppo.
Oh, it has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings.
No, I know it doesn't, but it's animated. Yeah, that's a wild movie. And then there's another one.
Is that a Coke bottle?
Probably, yeah. Corridors of Time, Chrono Trigger, coming up next. Ro Panaganti and Game Raga. Yeah, Sitarcraft. In Korea, they have 3 broadcast TV channels dedicated to StarCraft. Maybe 3. Not at this point, but when I went there, there were 3 StarCraft channels.
Wow.
Yeah, StarCraft is a big thing. Gaming is huge in Korea.
Okay, I'm a little behind my StarCraft. How is it the same StarCraft that I was playing when I was in school?
I mean, there's StarCraft 2. There were kind of 3 big versions. There was the original StarCraft, which would have been what you and I played.
Yeah.
And then there was Brood War, which was the expansion. Yeah. And then StarCraft 2 came out a couple years ago.
So there's a new one. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, are they still playing the same game?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about Warcraft? Is it still the same World of Warcraft?
Yeah, WoW. I mean, there's been a lot of DLC and expansion packs for World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
My heart still is with Warcraft 2. I like Warcraft 2 and Warcraft 3. And also Age of Empires 2.
It's like the Age of Empires 1.
Yeah.
It's not like the...
Age of Empires 3 was interesting because it was in a totally different time period, and it was a much bigger, much more expensive game.
I never had a computer powered enough to run it. I'm all
yours.
About it.
Yours can run.
Oh no! The computer from back then.
Oh yeah.
Age of Empires 2 was as far as I got. I got really into it during COVID lockdown, so yeah. I played a lot.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
Ooh.
To play, and then they updated it. They fixed the graphics. It was kind of like a third party.
It's not the same.
It was actually really good.
The jaggies. Little jaggly pixels.
It's a little more definition. It was nice. Widescreen. It was a great improvement. It was fun to play during the lockdown.
We should play a little bit of Age of Empires 2.
Age of Empires 1. No, number 1.
Age of Empires 1?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The whole soundtrack is 1 hour.
Ooh, is that it?
Yeah. Let's see. So this is a... Yeah, we could... Wow. This is probably an expanded one, but we can play the 27-minute one.
Yeah, play a little bit of it.
All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of Chrono Trigger here, and then we're going to play some Age of Empires, then we'll come back. Thank you so much for spending the second hour, Vancouver FM. Big shout-out to everybody who came by the table at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. Special dedicated shout-outs to all of the artists who played. Big shout-outs to Ro Panaganti, to Glitch Kibitz, Shane Stewart, Danny B Style, DJ Seahorse,
Mom Coover,
Plastic Owl, everybody who came
up.
Hey, how's it going? DJ Lili, you know what's good. All right, everybody, Vancouver FM. Hang out in the virtual plaza. We'll be right back.